This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
It's a sad day when we are saying that we are Christians and we're acting more like the world. We're dressing like the world. We're talking like the world. We're doing everything the world says. And then you're going to say, you believe in Christ. Well, you don't. Because you will not follow the world if you believe in Christ. Matter of fact, the Bible says if you love the world, the love of Christ is not in you. So the three things that Jesus said that you need to follow Him was deny yourself, take up the cross, and then follow Him. Now, let me tell you this. You cannot even follow yourself. Let me tell you, the world keeps telling you it's all within you. I'm going to show you what's in you from the Bible. Here's what's in you. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9 says this. It says, "The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it?" That's what's in you right there. I don't know about you, but you don't want to follow that. It says the heart is deceitful. I mean, it's going to deceive you above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? Now, I'm telling you, you don't want to follow yourself. This is why Jesus started off with saying deny yourself, because you're desperately wicked. And then He says this, in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, He says this, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy path." Oh, wow. I love it. He doesn't want us to count on ourselves because we are nothing but dust. And we're desperately wicked. He says, trust in God. And then He says, lean not to thy own understanding. You have limited knowledge. I hope you understand that. You're in time. God is outside of time. He knows the end and the beginning of time. So why are you going to count on yourself? Listen to someone that's outside of time and is not limited. You can't see around the corner. He can. God knows. Don't trust yourself. And I'm learning that even more. Even though things are happening and things are going on I cannot understand, I'll be like Job. Though he slay me, yet will I trust him. We need to trust God at all costs, no matter what. He is telling you to be on the straight and narrow. You may think you are being denied something. You think, oh, I'm not having fun, I'm not doing this. If God says don't do it, you better believe it's for your benefit. It's just like I'm thinking about when Adam and Eve was in the garden and God told them don't eat of that tree, yet the Satan came and told them, you shall not surely die. When God says don't do something and you do it, He told them, in the day that you eat thereof, ye shall surely die. And Satan comes in and says, ye shall not surely die. See, they did not follow Christ. They didn't deny themselves. They didn't take up their cross, and they did not follow God. And therefore, we are in the mess that we're in because they doubted God. God was telling them and preventing them from sinning. But yet, they took of that fruit, and there we have it. What is God telling you not to touch? But yet, you still going back forward, day after day, week after week, you don't have the power. My friend, I'm praying for you that you get on the straight and narrow. Now, let's say, for example, you are a child of God, and you strayed. We are called sheep, and that is, they're one of the dumbest animals there is. They can't hold an attention span. They wander. So if you...
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.